All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite, and we have made it to the big one. Remember Their Legacy 2025 from the United Center. Great card ready for us tonight, but let's go back to the weekend to see what's happened heading up to Remember Their Legacy. Friday night in Kankakee, we had Superstar Billy Graham and Italian Stallion defeating the Stud Stable. The Stud Stable, who had a title shot last week and have a title shot this week. So, you know, Graham and Stallion making a claim on themselves. Dangerous Doug Gilbert then defeated Tennessee Stud Robert Fuller. Living legend Larry Zbysko and Al Perez faced off, and the match ended up in a double countout. And then the Acolytes defeated the Gorgeous Gentlemen. Saturday night in DeKalb, you had Chad Fortune and Curtis Thompson defeating the State Patrol. You had Jimmy Golden defeating Special Delivery Jones. Stevie Ray, one half of the IAW International Tag Team Champions, defeating Southern Psycho Elliott Russell of the Heat Seekers. And then on the other side in the main event, Bradshaw defeated the other half of the International Tag Team Champions, Booker T, in a well-fought battle. And speaking of Booker T, he's in our opening match, as it is Curtis Thompson versus Booker T, take five. Thompson and Alexander come out to the ring. Alexander takes the microphone. Instead of giving the computer's prediction, she demands that I release Thompson from this ridiculous gauntlet. Thompson tries to stop her from basically saying he's never going to defeat Booker. But Alexander continues to say that Thompson needs to get back to where this whole thing started. The American heavyweight title. Harlem Heat's music plays as they walk out with Percy Pringle. Pringle tells Alexander that Thompson has no chance of winning the American title. Pringle and Alexander start to have a war of words, but Booker grabs the microphone and says that this situation is not going to be resolved with words. Booker goes down to the ring to settle things once and for all. Thompson and Booker battle in and out of the ring for more than 10 minutes. Tommy Young lets most things go because we remember their legacy. Thompson goes to whip Booker into the ring post, but Booker counters it with the bookend onto the very edge of the ring apron. Booker rolls Thompson into the ring and quickly gets the pin with another bookend in a time of 12 minutes, 21 seconds. Thompson seems to not be able to catch a break against Booker T. Maybe June will be better for him than May has been, because he has lost every single week. All right, next match. Heat Seekers versus State Patrol. The Heat Seekers and the State Patrol refuse to let each other out of the match. Referee Tommy Young refuses to let them be counted out of the ring. With all of these refusals, the match goes far longer than anyone expects. Wright has Sigmund set up for a powerbomb, but Russell nails him from behind with a clothesline. Sigmund backdrops Wright. Parker charges Russell with a spear. Wright gets back to his feet, but Sigmund nails him with the Vegas Stakes for the win in a time of 13 minutes, 49 seconds. Your winners are the Heat Seekers, but I'm not necessarily sure this is done yet. All right, Interstate 74 title on the line. Devin Storm defending the title against Dangerous Doug Gilbert. The champion seems to be having PTSD flashbacks from last fall. Doug quickly takes advantage of the match and gets the pin with a sidewalk slam to win the title in a time of 5 minutes, 23 seconds. Your winner and new Interstate 74 champion is Dangerous Doug Gilbert. And thankfully enough, nothing else happens with Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. Devin Storm is allowed to peacefully leave the ring. All right, Illinois Tag Team titles on the line. Nightmares defending the titles once again against the Stud Stable. Unlike last week, none of the other tag teams find their way down to the ringside area. The match is just the four men in the ring. However, Fuller is distracted throughout the match with Michelle at ringside. Michelle wants nothing to do with him, but Fuller refuses to take no for an answer. While Golden is in the ring taking care of Ken, Fuller stalks Michelle around the ring. Danny looks to defend his manager, but she points toward the ring. Fuller tries to grab her, but Michelle sends him into the guardrail with a belly-to-belly suplex. Golden notices the action outside the ring and yells at Michelle. The Nightmares double-team Golden, finally taking him down with a double superplex. Ken covers as Danny makes sure that Fuller doesn't get back into the ring. The Nightmares are still your Illinois Tag Team Champions, picking up the win in a time of 11 minutes, 25 seconds. The Sud Stable is not happy with their second loss in a row against the Nightmares. It looks like we might get to continue the wild and crazy storyline between these two teams. However, like some of you, I think this storyline may have run its course for now. Speaking of me, I'm back in my office, having just finished watching the Nightmare successfully defend the Illinois Tag Team titles. Curtis Thompson and Alexandra burst into the office. They are followed by the rest of the York Foundation. Alexandra demands again that I release Thompson from the Gauntlet contract. It is an impossible demand I have placed on him to keep wrestling the same wrestler over and over again. I reply that I have considered Thompson's issues with the Gauntlet. I will give him the opportunity to release himself from the contract. Next week, we will have the sixth time that Thompson has tried to defeat Booker T. If Thompson can finally figure out how to defeat Booker, I will release him from the contract. However, if he can't defeat Booker next week, he will have two options. Either he can leave the PWA, or he will be stuck in the contract until he has defeated every wrestler on the PWA roster. Thompson readily agrees to the stipulations. He excuses himself so that he can start preparing for that match right away. Alexander quickly follows him. The rest of the York Foundation remain in the office for a moment. I ask if there's anything I can do for any of them. They shake their heads and leave quietly. All right. Illinois heavyweight title on the line. Iceman King Parsons defending the title against Farouk. At the house shows, Farouk has been working his way up the rankings to become a top contender for the Illinois heavyweight title. Tonight, he finally receives that shot, primarily because of the round robin tournament over the last few months. Both men show great promise tonight. Farouk gets the upper hand with a clothesline from hell, but Parsons rolls out of the ring. Missy checks on him. Sunshine runs around the ring. She tackles Missy. Parsons grabs Missy's shoe when it flies off her foot. Farouk grabs Parsons by the dreadlocks, but Parsons nails him in the forehead with the heel of Missy's shoe. Farouk backs away from the ropes. Parsons climbs back onto the ring apron. Farouk charges, but Parsons pulls down the top rope. Farouk tumbles to the outside. Parsons drops down to the floor and nails the butt thump against the ring apron. Parsons rolls Farouk back into the ring and nails another butt thump to keep the title in a time of 22 minutes, 40 seconds. Your winner and still Illinois heavyweight champion is Iceman King Parsons. All right, now having gone through the Illinois tier of the titles, we get to the American tier. As the American tag team titles are on the line, the Fabulous Ones facing off against the Rock and Roll RPMs. The Rock and Roll RPMs, having finished tied for second in the tournament with the Gorgeous Gentlemen, receive another shot at the American Tag Team titles against the Fabulous Ones. They faced off in round 8 on April 16th, but that match ended with Tommy Lane getting disqualified. The RPMs are looking for a different result this time. Alexandra leads the Fabulous Ones down to the ring and announces the computer's prediction of an easy victory for the champions in less than 12 minutes. The match goes nearly a half hour. Thankfully, we don't use the computer to decide matches. We let the wrestlers give the show that the fans want to see. Again, the result comes down to Tommy Lane and Stan Lane. Again, Tommy gets frustrated with Stan's use of his martial arts skills. However, Stan ducks a clothesline designated to take him over the top rope and backdrops Tommy to the outside. Mike Davis tries to get David Manning to disqualify Stan, but Manning says Tommy's momentum took him over. While they are arguing, Kern drops off the ring apron and drills Tommy's head into the concrete floor with a DDT before rolling him back into the ring for Stan to get the easy pin to retain the titles in a time of 29 minutes, 39 seconds. Your winners and still American Tag Team Champions are the Fabulous Ones. Now we move to our two main events tonight for Remember Their Legacy. First is the American Heavyweight title on the line. Jerry the King Lawler defending the title against Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. Two of the biggest stars in the PWA battling for the American title. Yet another classic match between these two. Both men battle back and forth throughout the match. The battle goes inside and outside the ring. Unfortunately, they spend too much time out of the ring for referee Jerry Calhoun. After getting tired of chasing them around the ringside area, he calls for the bell. The initial announcement is a double disqualification, but Calhoun corrects the announcement that it is a double countout. Lawler and Gilbert are not thrilled with the decision, but the fans are excited about it because they love the match. So in a time of 31 minutes even, you have a double countout for the American Heavyweight title. Now we get to our second main event. Two powerhouse teams that really don't like each other. The teams who faced off against each other at Christmas Chaos, with the losers going into the international tag team tournaments while the winners were the American Tag Team Champions. Then it was the Acolytes as the reigning champions. Now Harlem Heat reigns as the international tag team champions. The two teams have another of their classic encounters. There is no hardcore tension in the match to bring in weapons and so forth. Just four big guys seeking to knock the other guy down until they can't get back up anymore. The fans are on their feet for the entire match. This is what main events should look like. After 56 minutes of brutal action, Bradshaw pins Booker T after no-selling the bookend. Booker T got back to his feet with the spinneroony, but Bradshaw was waiting with the clothesline from hell for the Acolytes to become the international tag team champions in a time of 56 minutes, 54 seconds. This means that we should see a lot more of Harlem Heat this summer as they are no longer the champions. That's great news for the tag team division here and the tag team action this summer really heating up. But equally sad is the fact that we will likely not see much of the Acolytes while they are the champions. But that's the life of champions in a territorial system, is that you go wherever it is. This month it was, thankfully, Harlem Heat's turn to defend the titles in the PWA, and that's what we got. Now, the Acolytes, where do they go next month? We'll have to find out. But this is where I'm going to end it today. New International Tag Team Champions, a new Interstate 74 champion, Curtis Thompson's fate in his own hands next week. A lot of things have happened this week, so I am begging you to come back next week to see how things pan out. This is Southern Dynamite, thanking you for being here, supporting the podcast, and your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.